I dislike waiting, and I have a problem with patience. And oftentimes when I go to confessions or when I go to spiritual direction, you know, I just hope that God will answer or will give me a sign in the time that I want. To wait makes me irk and get irritated a lot of time. Yet, waiting seems to be a very integral and important part of life, isn't it? When you cook something important, something that needs depth of flavor, you and I just cannot go out to Brahms or to Chicken E or somewhere and order right away, because those things are fast foods and they don't have the depth of flavor. So things that are important, that are necessary, need waiting. Yet we don't like to wait. I dislike when I am on a mission or on something, and then there's a traffic jam in Burke or in Wichita Falls. I said, no, why, you know? And then, or when I have something that I need to do and something else come up that I need to wait or change my plan, I get irritated. We all struggle with waiting, but yet waiting is necessary and important. All of us now, because of our consumeristic society, are telling us all about buying stuff, getting ready for Christmas. All we hear is Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. But for them, Christmas really has no meaning except for another chance to sell stuff or to tell us that we need to buy more stuff. Christmas for our society have lost its meaning because we as a society have lost the desire to wait. Think about it. We're in an instantaneous society where technology could now connect us to the people across the world. Huh? When we want something, we go online and we find it. We buy it. We seek it. We learn it, right? There are many things that you can do now instantaneously. So we begin to lack patience. That is why the church always invites us that we need to wait and we need to prepare. This is important because if you and I wait for whatever humanly speaking, and we're willing to wait because it is important or special for us, imagine preparing and waiting for the King of the world. So I'm asking you, and I am guilty as heck, are you and I living Advent, or are you and I skipping Advent? Are we skipping Advent and go straight to Christmas? Are we never have the time to wait, to mellow down, to pray, to reflect, and to seek what is important in life, and to understand the true meaning, the true reason of Christmas? This is the time to slow down, to realize our actions, our words, our gifts for one another do have meanings. And the meanings can only be understood if we wait and if we give the gift of ourselves to one another. It is so sad nowadays. I'm not trying to condemn anybody. But our children here nowadays seem to have more toys than what you and I have grew up with. Right? We spoil them with toys underneath the tree. Yet are they happy? Are they happy? Do they understand the sacrifices and the work that had to go through in order for those gifts to happen? Perhaps because they just kind of expect, yet don't know how to wait, don't know to prepare, don't know how to be grateful for. Waiting helps us to think, and in thinking, we begin to reflect, and in reflecting, we begin to pray. And when we begin to pray, we begin to deepen our relationship with one another. Think about it. Waiting is important, because waiting allowed us to have the time to think, to cherish, to treasure people, not things. My brothers and sisters, that's why we celebrate Advent. Don't skip Advent. Make this Advent your best Advent ever by how you and I learn to wait. When I was young, my grandfather had a great devotion to Our Lady of Fatima. On the first Saturday of every month, he would walk from our house to the outskirts of Saigon to a small shrine of Our Lady of Fatima to offer up the first Saturday Mass, you know. And he would ask me to go with him. And at times, you know, being 6 or 7 at that time, I didn't want to go, especially if it's like a few miles out there. But my grandpa always told me, "Koi, if you go, then I will treat you to your favorite food afterward." Oh man, I was so enticing. So I would go. And now, you know, when I was older, my grandpa would always joke and tease me by saying, "Every time I take you to the shrine of Our Lady of Fatima, I waste more money and more food on you than I should have." But, you know, because he enticed me and he helped me with his patience, I have came to a devotion of Our Lady when I was young. My grandpa knew that, of course, when I was young, I was impatient. But he was patiently teaching me, perhaps duping me, enticing me to go. Yet with his waiting, with his preparation, he taught me something that I still now treasure, of how it's become an integral part of my own life, the love of Mother Mary. My brothers and sisters, you and I could do the same things to our own children, grandchildren. We need to teach them how to wait, how to prepare, how to cherish, and how to treasure people and relationship, not just chase after things. In the second reading today, from the letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, St. Paul said clearly, "May the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we have for you, so as to strengthen your hearts, to be blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his holy ones." So what do we do for Advent? May we increase and abound in the love of God for one another. May we strengthen our hearts, learning how to wait and wait well, and to be blameless and holy in how we treat one another, knowing that God knows our heart. My brothers and sisters, we have read the scripture, and in the gospel reading, there are many stories about the 3 years that Jesus had done in his public ministry. But what was not told is his 30 years in silence. Think about that. We know a lot about the 3 years of his public ministry, but we don't know much about the 30 years he spent with Mother Mary and Saint Joseph. But we know that 30 years formed him, made him who he was, made him compassionate for the poor people around him, because he was the son of a carpenter. And just like anyone in construction right now, you don't always get the job, and you don't always get paid. There will always be time that you don't live luxuriously, never luxuriously in construction. There are times that you go hungry, time you go without. Because of that, Jesus could compassionately relate to the poor, the abandoned, those who have little, those who have nothing. That 30 year in silence helped Jesus to be the lover of the poor. And we see how that 30 years shaped him because of what he had done in his 3 years of public ministry. So today, I'm not asking you to wait for 30 years, but I'm asking you to spend Advent well. Let the season of Advent for you and I not rushing through things, not worrying about what we need to buy. Remember, when you and I were young, really, honestly, when you and I were young, we didn't receive much, right? But did it make us feel crappy? Probably not. Because we learn how to be content with the little that we have. Because we value relationship. We know that people are important. So may we spend this Advent season fixing our eyes not on what Amazon, what Best Buy, what the mall is telling us that we need to buy, but focusing on strengthening the relationship with our brothers and sisters. But most important of all, strengthening the relationship with Jesus Christ so that this Christmas will be the best one ever when we make our heart, our soul, our home for Him to dwell in.